This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Checkpoint Intimates.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Checkpoint Intimates. My name is Elliot and this is your weekly intimate gaming show where we go one-on-one on a particular gaming topic. This week I'm joined by Rachel.
Hi.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. We're getting intimate together.
Yes, it's my first intimate.
Oh, true. Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
I've never been intimate before.
So, an exciting time?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I've never been intimate before.
That's what everybody tells me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not sure what to expect.
Well, you're about to find out, because this week we are talking all about remasters and remakes of video games. So a whole bunch of these are coming out, or already have come out. It's kind of the season for it, almost.
Yeah, it's kind of, you know, we're going back to the future kind of thing. You know,
back to the past. More sense.
Well, no, back to the future. The first one went back to the past, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're going back to the future, yeah.
Back to the future in the past.
Yeah. We're bringing them back. We're making what's retro cool again.
So we're going to be discussing all things remasters and remakes. Like, what games do we want to see remade? Is it, like, a good trend that's going forth that all these things are getting remade? Or is it just kind of taking away from new development?
I think it's good in a way, because some games were so good that they should be experienced by current gamers, and some gamers are so picky, they're not going to go back and play a game that's, you know, squarish in shape, like the original Lara Crofts, where she's kind of Roblox.
When you said like squarish in shape, I thought you were like making a metaphor or something. You were legit like because she looked like a block.
Yeah, no, she looks like someone
a block with eyes.
Yeah, she was built from Lego. You know, it's great. I love it. To me, it's cool and retro, and I love it. To some gamers now, they just put it in, play for about 30 seconds and go, push the controller forward. I can't do this. It's too old.
Yeah. Oh, and I kind of understand that, like, because it is quite this, like, jarring thing to go from a modern game to an old game. Not just graphics, but controllers also, like, often a bit more janky and harder to control and aim and all that stuff. So
yeah, and it's not like they're that 8-bit cool, because, like, 8-bit's cool again.
Yeah.
8-bit's, like, so cool. It's hip now. But this is that stage between 8-bit and 3D cool realistic graphics. And people just don't know what to make of it.
Yeah.
So I think that's important why they're getting remastered, because these are brilliant games.
Yeah, it makes sense. So, definitely. Like, yeah. As far as that perspective, as far as, like, some people didn't get to experience this, or they did experience it, but they want to experience it again and new and fresh and, like, all of modern technology backing it up.
Yeah, and without the 10-minute load screens. Or
that's always a benefit. Yeah. So can I put you to the test?
Okay, sure.
I want to know the difference between a remaster, a remake, a re-release, a reboot, and a reimagining.
Oh, my God.
Now go.
Okay. Well, I'm pretty sure a remaster and a remake and a reboot are kind of like the same thing.
All right, I cheated a little because I researched this before I came in.
Like, a remaster would be a full 4K upgrade, you know, they're remastering everything, graphics and sound and...
Yes.
Is that correct?
To my understanding, that's a remaster. So a remaster is an upgrade of graphics and sound, but that's kind of where it stops.
Yeah.
Whereas a remake
would be they're doing a lot more. Yeah, a remake's doing graphics, sound, the ability to change things within the game as
well. Yeah, like gameplay.
Definitely. And
mechanics
adding,
are toned up, or just even sections of the game have changed.
Yeah, and they're changing dynamics of the game as well. Like, say, they weren't happy the way this ran the first time. You know, Ezio maybe climbing up a wall, but constantly falling when he's trying to jump. So they've gone, oh, okay, well, this was a humorous little glitch the first time around, but hey, now we're going to change it. Or in the, you know, remastered edition of that pack that came out, they decided to take away...
The Ezio collection.
Yeah, the Ezio collection. They took away Potato Face.
Also known as that pack that came
out. Okay, so, yeah, but they took away Potato Face and people got angry because we loved Potato Face and Potato Face was our little, you know.
There is some fondness for those older, like, models that just look just...
He was a randomly generated guy, and his chance of coming up was, like, one in however many faces they threw in. But we loved him when he came up. Potato Face, you know. You played that startup in that one to get Potato Face. And I assume Reboot...
Reboot is basically... So, yeah, we've got Remaster and Remake done. Reboot is basically just, like, the franchise. They keep the name, but they've started fresh.
Okay, so, like, kind of like what they're doing with Final Fantasy VII. They're rebooting that, I believe, because they're...
I thought that was a remake.
I think it's kind of turned into a reboot, because I'm
not going to pretend like I know anything about Final Fantasy, because I'm a PC player, so I've almost exclusively avoided that franchise, but... Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was a remake or a remaster.
I thought it was a remake or a remaster at the start. Now I'm on the fence about where it's sitting, and it might be a reboot.
Well, it would be odd for a series, like a Final Fantasy VII, to be rebooted. Like, if it was a reboot, usually they would just call it Final Fantasy, and it would be its own new thing. Kind of what they're doing with Prey, which is coming out very shortly.
Yeah.
Because there was the old Prey game, they've kept the name. It's still called Prey, and they're releasing a new one, but it's really not the same game at all. Mm. And they're kind of doing that with God of War as well this year, because they've just gone back to that naming convention. They're just calling it God of War, and it looks to be like a considerably different game than the previous ones.
The new one that's coming out, I believe, has your son in God of War.
Yeah, there's some kind of father-son
relationship.
Yeah.
Cats in the Cradle thing going on.
I thought it was father-daughter, but I might just be thinking of Aloy and... Horizon Zero Dawn. I might be totally wrong.
I've only watched a trailer once.
Yeah, that was ages ago. That was like E3, like last year or something.
Yeah, I've only seen one trailer for it, so it's not... Maybe it'll come up again this year. Let's hope.
So that's my knowledge of what is the difference between a remaster, remake, and a reboot. But honestly, like, it's marketing a lot, because people will use these terms, and game developers will use these terms and not adhere to those definitions. So in a sense, they all mean, like, whoever, diddly, like, whatever. They kind of lost meaning a long time ago.
They just threw them into a hat and decided to pick out whatever term they wanted to use.
And you think it's a good thing that we're seeing so many coming around?
Look, I do. I actually really do.
Yeah, I'm with you as well. Like, I know some people are kind of really lethargic and tired of all these remasters coming out, but I don't know. Like, it's not taking anything away. You don't have to play those games. Like, there are multiple teams within studios, so it's not like just because... there's the, like, Insane trilogy coming out that Naughty Dog aren't working on The Last of Us 2. They are. Like, they've actually pushed the Insane trilogy to a different development team who does, like, remasters and stuff. So, yeah, I don't think it's not removing anything from anybody to have these options available.
If anything, it's actually creating roles in game development, because it's actually giving more development for people looking for jobs in that field, really. Because we've got people working on remasters and people working on current games. So shouldn't it be good because we're creating work in the field?
Exactly. It's almost the same as like a game port, because there are companies that work exclusively on porting games from one system to another. And that's their kind of role within the industry, which is fine. Like, if you're good at that and that's your position, like, all power to you. So, yeah, we're seeing that more and more, which is good. Like, I missed a lot of games when I was younger, because I am, I guess, part of the younger demographic of gamer, I guess. I'm 24, so I missed, like, a few of those, like, old classics that I was able to revisit later because of remasters. I'm really looking forward to the System Shock remaster, for instance, that's coming up, because I never got to play that initially when it came out. And the port, like, or the emulation I played later was awful, so...
See, I mean, I don't think they're going to remaster games from my childhood. Like, I don't see them remastering some of the Sega Master System 2 games.
Why not?
Like, because it's just not cool enough. And Asterix and Obelix and Nightmare Basketball weren't the cool ones. And, you know, I loved Sonic. Sonic was cool. I mean, Sonic's been remastered and stuff. But yeah, I just don't see Nightmare Basketball and Asterix and Obelix being remastered.
Well, they don't have the brand name, do they? Like, you see a Sonic remaster and you're like, yes, I know Sonic. You see, what did you say?
Yeah, exactly. That's the point. No one looks at him and goes,
Onyx,
what
basketball?
Was
that what?
Asterix and Obelix and Nightmare Basketball. Nightmare Basketball, for those who are listening who may be out there to get an emulator on their PC, was a great game where you could play as witches or werewolves. And it was just a little 8-bit game, and you had to shoot baskets against the opposite team. And, you know, it was great. You can play as vampires or whatever.
I mean, it does sound interesting. See, maybe I'll have to like look up some gameplay or something. Or maybe you can show me. Do you still have access to it?
I may still have that console. I'm not sure. I've been it's a console buried hoard. Somewhere. I'm a console hoarder. But yeah, no, that's why remasters are great, because they bring back things that people will just go, that sounds really interesting.
What about when they're done wrong, though? Like, what if it's a remaster of a game that's not that old, and then the remaster is just kind of bad anyway?
Then it shouldn't have been remastered if it's not that old, really. I mean, why are we remastering things from a couple of years ago?
Like, take Skyrim Special Edition, for instance. Was that necessary? Like, how old is not old enough? More recently, Bulletstorm Full Clip Edition also came out. And that game's, I don't know, like 6-7 years? Like, is that old enough?
I think if something's 10 years old, then it...
Is that the boundary?
Yeah, well, I think 10 years old. Because 10 years is where, you know, we're looking at the Lara Croft territory of, like, things are a bit blocky-ish.
Mm.
10 years and over.
10 years is not that long ago, though. Like, kind of when you think about it, like, if you think back to what games came out in 2007, like, you'd probably be surprised by how, like, recent in your memory those games are. I wish I, like, had an example off the top of my head, but there are games I can think of now that came out, like, early 2000s, and I'd be like, oh, what? That doesn't need a remaster. The original is classic. Yeah. Like, it's fine.
Like, if it's on the... I'm going for a console here because it's a good reference point, but if it's on the Xbox 360, I think they play quite well compared to Xbox One. But if you've got something that's on the original Xbox, by all means, go ahead and reboot and remaster.
Two generations old, that's like fair game.
Yeah, I reckon that's fair game.
That's not a bad metric, yeah.
Yeah, like if you're talking about a two console generation gap, then reboot, remaster.
Yeah.
And, you know, remake. That's our motto today.
And some of these remasters, they'll come in their own, like, skin, their own package. Like, for instance, StarCraft Remastered is coming up, which will be its own game.
Yeah.
But then there are other games that come as part of a collection. So, say, like, Rare Replay, which was a collection of all the old-school Rare games.
Yeah.
All remastered. So, that's a really cool way to do it.
And they didn't really remaster too much on that. They kind of, like, just fiddled a little bit and lumped them all in, and it was so good. Conkers.
Yeah, Banjo-Kazooie and Conkers, like...
I know. It was just a perfect combination. Who doesn't love Conkers?
Did you end up playing Rare Replay?
I did. I still have it.
See, I still have my games on my 64, so I feel like... I don't know. Like, I wouldn't need the Rare Replay because I could just, like, boot up the 64 if I wanted to.
I still have the 64 and the games, and I still got the Replay just so I could shove Conkers in. It was all for Conkers.
All for Conkers.
Everything's for Conkers.
So there's a few other remasters or remakes coming up. Yakuza Kiwami is coming up.
Yes.
And you're a big Yakuza fan?
Not as big as some friends. I've still yet to actually play the game. I just get spammed with clips from friends who are playing.
Right.
Like, I know a majority of the game based off that because my friends are obsessed. And they just, like, make me watch them play and spam me with clips in my inbox going, this happened. Have you seen this? And then I'll get the same clip like for a week.
I have seen some footage of the most recent Yakuza game, Yakuza 0, which came out early this year. And that just looks all kinds of bonkers and fun. Like, it's one of those games I've been like, I need to play that as soon as I get free time because, like, there's so many freaking games I need to play, to be honest.
Yeah, and it's very story heavy, which is why I haven't gone into it because it's very text heavy.
Yeah. Oh, that's fair.
And I know that when I get into it, it's going to be a lot of, oh, wow, and oh, and oh, and you're just going to be delved in.
So what games do you want to see remastered?
Basically, Knights of the Old Republic. That is my...
KOTOR. 1 and 2?
1 particularly, and then 2. And if they remaster 2, I want them to do it properly, because that one got rushed. Obsidian never got to fulfill.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Obsidian did not get to fulfill and complete that game the way they wanted because LucasArts rushed them.
Oh, LucasArts. Tragic. Damn
you. Obsidian wanted more time with the game and they begged for more time and they got a little bit more time, but LucasArts rushed them so much. And if you play that game on PC, the bones are there and you can actually access it and get it out and play the levels. Like, there's a HK world and you can play that, and Anton's end story becomes clear. You can get to that. But if you play it on console, it's all locked and you don't find out what happens to Anton or
anything. That's so like interesting. I didn't even know that.
You can't get to the HK world. HK's whole
world. So is that because, like, the development started but it never finished, so they just kind of cut those sections out?
Essentially. It's there. they just didn't have the time to finish it.
Yeah.
And they had to make the executive decision of, well, we've not finished it. We haven't got the flesh and bones of this to finish the storyline.
That reminds me a lot of one of my favorite franchises, which I would love to see remastered, which is Vampire the Masquerade.
How good was that?
Because that, like, that series is fantastic. And Bloodlines, which is the most recent one, which is well over 10 years old now. Yeah. So it fits into your qualifications of a remaster.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was content in that game that was accessible. Like, if you, like, hacked into the code, basically, or went into the .ini files to, like, find it. And it was there, but it was cut out because, you know.
Yeah, no, it's not good when they cut things out. It's...
Yeah, because this is rushed development, so...
Yeah, and it kind of takes away from the key storyline. Like, you think that, okay, I'm getting somewhere, and it's cut short.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, okay, well, I mean, I'm, like, finished up.
The story of Bloodlines wrapped up. Like, it wasn't like... You wouldn't have known playing through it one time, but then once people started uncovering these files and, like, kind of, like, modders would recreate it almost, then you'd be like, oh... This is all awesome content that I wish was in the base game. They just didn't have time to actually finalize it and therefore didn't go in.
See, I'd read the Bloodlines books
and
I'd played the D&D campaign for Bloodlines.
Yeah.
So,
well, that's where it started. White Wolf and, like, what was it called? The, oh, man, I'm really testing myself now. the old school Vampire the Masquerade, like... Anyway, sorry, it's not coming to me, so I interjected for no reason.
But, like, it's... When you've played and read the books and things like... You kind of, like, notice there was, like, a little hint here, and it kind of just didn't go anywhere.
Right.
And then you see where they were going with it when you look at the files.
Yeah.
And it becomes more clear. Like, they wrapped it up in the game, but it was still a great game. I still have that on...
Did you play the original as well, the Masquerade Redemption?
No. Now
that game is old.
It is. I've got both on...
Yeah, I've got both,
I've still got both on computer.
I still love both games, and I would, like, if a remake came out for those two games, like a little collection, I would be all over it.
Yeah.
That would absorb me, because they're one of my favorite games, but they're both hard to revisit and play now, because age affects them, and there are bugs and missing content, and it's just, yeah.
Yeah, there are definitely games that age affects, and I think, yeah, like... Knights of the Old Republic has held up really well because that was converted to mobile.
Right. Yeah, like, it was, yeah.
Yeah, so it went to iOS and Android. So,
but was that just a plain, like, port? Like, they moved it straight from one to the other? Or was there, like, a remaster, remake
No,
involved?
That was a straight port. And that's exactly, like, why it needs a remake. Because it shows exactly how simple that game is.
Yeah.
That it can just go straight port to a mobile device.
Yeah, because, it was that simple.
It was, like, it's a huge game. You can spend hours on the first planet before you even get into the main part of the game. And, you know, you're traveling the universe and there's still hours and hours and hours of the game left. But it's so simple that it was able to be ported to a mobile device.
So what kind of, like, what would you want out of a remaster? Like, how would you, like, develop that so it wasn't so simple?
I'm still content with the original game.
Yeah.
I just want it to look so much prettier.
You're just all about the graphics.
I just want it to look pretty so it plays right and everyone's still there. And because I fell in love with that game. That was on the original Xbox and it basically made me love RPGs.
Yeah. It was kind of one of those, like, original, like, the story is that good, you get suckered in kind of RPGs.
Yeah. It just drags you right in and it shows you what an RPG can be on a console. Because before that, you know, I played all my RPGs on PC.
Yep.
And it showed me what an RPG can be on a console. And I had no idea that it could just be so immersive just sitting on my couch playing an RPG, looking at my TV, and then going, oh, it's like 4 o'clock in the morning. Oops.
What else would you see remastered? We've got a time for maybe a couple more.
Well, the second KOTOR, obviously, because there was, like, so much of that game missing.
Outside of the KOTOR series.
Stubbs the Zombie.
Stubbs. Go on, explain this one to me.
It is a zombie in 1950 who was killed because he was cheating on a man.
Wait, the zombie
man.
Was killed? Or the zombie, man was
no,
killed
the
and
man
turned
was
into a zombie?
Killed and turned into a zombie because he was killed by a guy... because the guy was cheating with his girl, roughly. I haven't played the game for a really long time, so the story to it is in my head is a bit fuzzed. It fades. Yeah. But essentially, he's a zombie and he's basically traveling around the world, turning everyone else into zombies or killing everyone, trying to get back to the love of his life, which is this girl. And it's just such a great, like, absolutely brilliant game. It has no premise other than total destruction. And it's got a total 1950s, like, theme. And it's just so good. And you're a zombie and you can play it with a friend. And you're like Stubbs 1 and Stubbs 2. And
are you just a slightly different color than the Stubbs 1?
Is that that was it. You were a slightly grayer.
Classic multiplayer.
Yeah, you were a green zombie and a gray zombie.
Yeah.
And you had a different color hat. You ran the storyline parallel to each other. And I think it was made on the same engine as Halo.
Okay.
So you had very similar dynamic, like, gameplay to Halo.
Right, okay. I'm trying to picture it, but I can't, like...
It's one of those games that you just have to play. And it had... One of the levels in it was... And this will be right up your alley. One of the levels was you had to dance. Like, it was a rhythm game inside it. Like, this was a boss fight. And the boss fight was you had to beat him at a dance-off.
Oh, man, that sounds fantastic.
See?
Okay, I'm sold.
See? And this game needs a reboot. And apparently it had a sequel I never knew of until today, which clearly was poorly advertised because I had played the heck out of that. And, yeah. And it was available on PC and Xbox.
Yeah, I wonder if it still is.
Yeah, no, I've bought the PC game recently. Yeah,
but would it run on, like, Windows 10?
Just downgrade your Windows, man. Downgrade your Windows.
Don't hate me.
Yeah, well, run it on Windows 10. I'm sure it would, because you can just run it as Windows something, surely.
I don't know. No, I'll have to see. So many games, like, don't function anymore as PCs upgrade, unfortunately. But there are services out there that distribute games that are older, and they, like,
beef them up. Couldn't you emulate it?
Potentially, yeah. Yeah,
see? Emulators, they're making everything cool again. But no, it's worth it, just for that boss level.
Yeah, all right. Well, that's all we got time for. Thank you, Rachel, for joining me on another episode of Checkpoint Intimates.
Look, have me anytime.
Yeah.
I'm here. I'm enjoying my time.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.